I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley.
That was very serious.
That's my co-host, you can hear. It's Jalal Hartley, brackets, James Buckley.
Yes.
I got some beef, Jalal. Podcast beef, mate.
With who?
I'm throwing down. I don't know if you've heard of this podcast called The Magic Sponge.
The Magic Sponge?
Yeah, we had one of their presenters on as a guest a couple of weeks ago.
Who brought it up
and had some remarks about us personally, which I didn't take kindly to.
You were on Dream Team FC. Well, that sounds like a pile of wank. With James Buckley from the Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Basically, James Buckley is in like.
And that's his full name by default, no? Isn't it James Buckley from the Inbetweeweeners, I think?
Oh, he's changed his surname to Buckley from the Inbetweeweeners.
Yeah, just so that.
But he's just in LA, so he's like Skyping in on a screen.
Oh, you're not even in the room.
No, he doesn't really seem that bothered about what's happening. He's just like, oh, yeah, so we've got Ian Smith.
Well, he described Jimmy. Here, mate, we've got some podcast beef happening. He described Jimmy's accent as Cockney John Major or Kermit the Frog.
I don't remember that, because if he had said that to my
face,
I'd have banged him out.
I'll get where he's coming from.
I didn't say that.
He said that.
That's the funniest he's got.
Cockney
That's
John
why he's
Major.
Like doing very
what
average.
John Major sounds like.
It doesn't sound like he's doing average. He's in LA, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He'll be in a film soon, won't he?
He was there, and he heard me to say it, and I think we've actually got proof of his reaction of me saying that comment about Jimmy Bullard. Can we listen to that? He's got that type of voice that crops up in Essex and East London.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very similar to Ray Parler and Mark Wright.
Oh, yeah, he's good friends with Parler.
They talk a bit like that. They talk a bit, oh, all right.
It's like a mixture, it's like a Cockney John Major.
Yeah.
He sounds like a Cockney Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like he was going to bang me out, did it?
No, it didn't.
Didn't at all. And I feel confident about carrying on this podcast beef, as they mentioned that was their last podcast in the series, so they won't actually be on air for a while. So I'm feeling pretty confident, Jalal. I'm about to take them to school. All right, I've got a load of things to pick at. All right, Beckett, I know you're listening. Robert Beckett, taking the piss out of me for only being known for being in the Inbetweeners. Well, Robert Beckett, I hope that your career carries on, that you aren't known for anything. I hope you don't have to have that albatross round your neck of being fondly remembered as one of the most popular characters in sitcom history. And, oh, I'll tell you what, all that money that those film spin-offs made, oh, they've been a real drag on me and my career. So I'm so pleased for you, Robert Beckett, that you still lay there in obscurity when nobody knows who you are at all whatsoever. So, yeah, we've got that. We've covered that. Bullard, the Kermit the Frog thing isn't the only thing I've got on you, mate. Do you know Jimmy Bullard, Jalal?
No.
Have you ever seen him? Absolutely. Look at him. The way he dresses, his hair, it's laughable. He's an absolute open goal. Ian, yeah, I'm up for a fight with you whenever, mate. I'd like to see you try and bang me out. A genuine fight. I'm calling you out, son. I think that's it. I think I've handled that with dignity, Jalal, don't you?
Very good. I think it's testament to our podcast that we have open arms. We welcome even hypocrites and liars like Ian Smith.
Anyway, now that I've got that out of my system.
Yes, now we can just
you?
Be positive.
How are you, Jalal? How are you? How have you been this week?
Obviously, you know, I changed my name to James Buckley by default. I've been enjoying... there's all manner of things in your manner. I've been sort of going through your papers and stuff and... Because I've been living at your house, and there's all sorts of stuff there.
Very I've actually got some exciting news on that front.
What's that?
I've just completed the paperwork. It's going through. I'm changing my name to Jalal Hartley.
Why?
I just thought there isn't enough room on this planet for two James Buckleys. Jalal, the name was actually still free. It was still up for use.
All right.
So I took it. So I thought, I'll do that. And I should be getting my passport, my driver's license through, and I'll talk about that next week.
Okay. It's just, will I be able to get it back if I change my mind, though? Because I'm not sure if I'm happy about that, because...
Well, no, I thought that's what we were doing, because you sort of started it.
Okay.
So I thought I'll be Jalal Hartley.
Right, it's backfired now. I don't want you to have my name.
There's nothing I can do about it now. For the next podcast, I will be Jalal Hartley. I've been putting my jumpers in shredders to sort of prepare for it. I've had problems with my plumbing this week. So it feels as if it's all coming together. I feel like I am Jalal Hartley. I'm just waiting for it to be stamped.
World? Have you started to live in a fantasy world?
Yeah, I've been meeting up with managers in toilets, and it's quite fun actually being Jalal Hartley. Yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. I'm looking forward now to just having it rubber stamped and official, which it will be next week. So we'll talk about that next week. Okay. What have we got coming up on the show?
We're joined by a stand-up comic, YouTuber and Spurs fan and Welshman, Rhys James Buckley. Just Rhys James. It's time for the news, isn't it?
It definitely is. Here are the stories that we picked from DreamTeamFC.com this week. Foul-mouthed Diouf wants move into politics. Former Liverpool striker El Hadj Diouf has been on fire this week.
Oh, no.
His former Liverpool...
Is he all right?
I think so, yeah. I think it was some sort of protest he was doing. His former Liverpool teammates, Steven Gerrard and Jamie Carragher, made a point of slagging Diouf off in both their autobiographies. Diouf was dishing it out in an interview with So Foot magazine this week. Sounds like a fetish magazine.
Is that a new magazine? Well, it's So Foot.
He said, the difference between Jamie Carragher and me is that I'm a world-class player and he's shit.
Right. Right.
In my book, he does not warrant one phrase. He's a fucking loser.
Right.
Diouf also took on his former Sunderland teammate, Anton Ferdinand. There were little wankers in the group who thought they were the best, but they were crap. Anton, he was the number one wanker. Why is he talking like this?
I don't know.
With that kind of language, Diouf doesn't seem a good fit for politics, but he went on to add, in St. Louis, everyone is waiting for me. They want me to become mayor. I'm going to change things for my country. Football or politics, whatever I do, it's incredible.
Is he Donald Trump?
I want to know, in many years to come, because we're both like really young, aren't we?
Yeah.
But in many years to come, when it's time for you to write your memoirs, Jalal, I was wondering what you would say about me, you know, about my work rate and ability on this podcast.
Mm.
I assume you'd be very complimentary.
I would actually, but I would not write my memoirs. I would draw them. My memoirs would be an interactive exhibition.
Yeah.
In a darkened room. You'd just touch things, objects. You wouldn't know what they were, but it would be like a representation of my life. And there would be something in the room that represented you.
What would that be?
A furry goblin.
Mascot news, Jalal.
Oh, good.
We know nobody could replace Harry the Hornet in your affections.
No.
But if anyone can, it might be Bayern Munich mascot Bernie the Bear.
Ooh.
After Leonardo DiCaprio bagged the Best Actor Oscar for The Revenant, a film in which he fights a bear, Bern tweeted a message to DiCaprio with a picture of Bernie giving Leo the thumbs up. They tweeted, "Congratulations on the Oscar win, Leo DiCaprio. Don't worry, Bernie's friendly."
Did you see Leo's acceptance speech?
No, I didn't. He went on about global warming or something, didn't he?
Yeah, but before that, my favourite thing he said was, "I look around at the other actors who were nominated in this category, who all gave unbelievable performances." That's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment, is it?
Yeah, sorry, Leo thinks your performance was totally unbelievable.
Didn't believe it. Well, it wasn't believable for me. Very diplomatic, isn't it? It's a diplomatic answer. I like it when some people will say say Jonathan Ross, for example, might have on a music act that isn't very good. And so they'll say something like, that sounded great. The sound quality was brilliant. Yeah, the speakers that was coming through.
It's just like being in richer sounds and going, yeah, that sounded great.
Yeah.
And not my sort of music. I'm not into Desiree, but, you know. Who isn't into Desiree? Life. What rhymes with toast?
Ghost.
Oh, that's good, because then I can say...
Because I don't want... I wouldn't want to meet a ghost.
No.
I'd rather eat a piece of toast.
Mm.
But why wouldn't I want to meet a ghost? Well, that's the fear that I fear most. Probably just watch the evening news. I really hope so much that when Desiree brought that song out, that they were just going, let's just take the piss.
I don't want to see a ghost. It's a sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life.
G-Nev told to F off. Things are turning round for Gary Neville in his first managerial role. His Valencia side completed a 10-0 aggregate victory over Rapid Vienna in the Europa League last week. But the Spanish club have complained to UEFA after the Austrians greeted them with a giant banner behind the goal. The banner showed a hand giving the middle finger, accompanied by the message, Puta Valencia, which is Spanish for fuck Valencia. I think sometimes the simplest things are the funniest things.
It's made me want an orange, Valencia. Yeah, makes me. I'd really like to have an orange now.
I'd really like to fuck an orange. That's what that sign says.
I think you'd only need a Satsuma, James.
I think this is leading up to a Derren Brown special.
Is it?
Yeah, I think he's picked Gary Neville as his next victim.
What?
And he's leaving little subtle subliminal messages. His next experiment is Derren Brown. Can he get someone to fuck an orange? That's his... That's the whole episode. And in the end, he fucks it. In fact, he follows three people: Gary Neville, Louis van Gaal,
and Ian Smith. Ian Smith is the one who does the orange.
Do you think most newsreaders just laugh during the news?
It's my favourite thing, right, when they do. Did you ever see Simon McCoy, that newsreader? He was just holding like a...
He was holding a book. It was acting like it was an iPad.
It was A4 paper, like a ream of A4 paper.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah. It was an unopened pack of paper.
Yeah. No, if you watch it, there's like a sort of a bit that you can sort of see in his eyes. There's a bit where he goes, oh, I'm holding a bit of paper, aren't I? Oh, no.
In the studio, Jalal, you'll be pleased to hear that we have one of the top young comedians in the country. He's a presenter on YouTube, on the YouTube channel Spurred On. It's Rhys James, spelt with a Y.
That's right. And an H.
Yes, H and a Y there.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for coming in.
We always appreciate our guests giving us their time, their precious time.
Absolutely fine.
We've had other people on these podcasts who have turned out to be liars.
Really?
Yeah.
What have they said?
It's what they've said afterwards that's been sort of lie-ish.
What, like, that was good fun, I'll come back?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that sort of stuff. They don't answer my letter. I've been on MySpace and Friends Reunited trying to get in touch with them. Nothing. Not a sausage.
Get them on Bebo. That's where they'll be.
Bebo?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's kind of this new, I'm going to say, social website. I think that's the phrase.
Okay. Yeah.
And what you can do on there is you can download onto your page a sort of graphic of yourself, sort of pictorial representation of yourself.
No.
So people can find out what your appearance is. And then you can have stuff like a little blurb about yourself.
Yeah.
It says who you are. You can have a name and a screen name.
Is
and you can pick any
website
name you want. If you have, like, you can't have spaces.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's your name? Full name?
James Buckley.
Okay, so you'd have to put J underscore Ames underscore Buckley, because James underscore Buckley will be taken by now. Or you could put James underscore Buckley 1. Mm. And you could just connect with people. Only people who have Bebo, though.
Only connect
with people, yeah. Do sort of really difficult quizzes.
Anyway, enough about me. you got a degree in politics, is that right?
Yeah.
Why did you go into stand-up and not into politics?
Well, I was going to say, what's the point? What's the point in anything? But, I don't know, politics is much harder. I just thought... Yeah. I began doing comedy before I went to university. Mm. And then I was only there to make my parents happy.
Yeah. And now you're making everybody happy.
And now, yeah, except my parents, ironically. But they had their 3 years.
And how long have you been doing the stand-up?
6.5 years.
That's a lot of years to be doing it, because you're only 24 years old, a little bit younger than me.
It's great, isn't it, being in your early 20s, just the three guys, in their early 20s, hey, do you remember those big 50 pence pieces?
No, I don't.
Before they went small? No, me neither. No, I don't. I haven't got a clue.
Reese is a Welsh name, right?
Yeah.
Well, I only assume it's Welsh because it's like Reese Ifans.
Yeah, but he is a Welsh man, so that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, no, yeah.
Reese, yeah, it's a Welsh name. James is also quite a Welsh name, I think. But my real surname's Jones. So that is double Welsh. And my middle name is William, so my name is basically Wales, Wales, Wales.
Wales, Wales,
but
Wales.
But not Welsh.
Are your parents Welsh?
Yeah, my dad claims to be. I mean, he was born in Wales, but moved instantly.
Well, that's Welsh. You can't get more Welsh than being born in Wales.
And getting out of there as soon as you can.
And he moved instantly. Was that his decision?
Yeah. No? He was born on the border.
You don't speak Welsh, which is a shame, because I just assumed you were Welsh. And it being St. David's Day today, I did a little... I don't know if you know, but I've got a very successful chant that Watford fans have taken on. It's very short, but very... Very, very successful, and I did a Welsh language version of it for you.
Okay.
Should we hear the original first?
Yeah.
Watford has 90,000 people in the borough, but they can't all fit in here.
Dunk.
Ellis James, he helped me out with some translation, but here's my Welsh one.
Okay. That sounds like you're playing the first one backwards.
It's rubbish, isn't it? I was originally, I got a translation for all, and there's like four lines of it, and it was the first.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One was so difficult, I had to give up. In fact, I've got a recording of me giving up. Why can't I speak Welsh? It looks so easy on the telly, not on the telly, on the signs in Wales.
I'm not convinced that's going to catch on.
The Welsh one. In Watford.
That long version in the terraces of Watford.
Well, that last bit.
Yeah.
That's not the chant, that's just...
Oh, that was just you trying to do it. Yeah.
That was a little outtake. Maybe we should send that into Dennis Norden, or whatever his name is.
Are you sure you don't remember the big 50p's, James?
Are you one of those people who, when they try and do a Welsh chant... always get it wrong. Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, enough about me. this is your time.
You're a presenter on YouTube channel Spurred On, so it's safe to assume you're a Spurs fan?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
How did you become a Spurs fan?
My dad and granddad were Spurs fans, and then I was born, and I became old enough to understand football, and they said, you're a Spurs fan.
Right.
There you go.
And I said, that's it. All right.
If you, yeah, if you weren't a Spurs fan, like, yeah. if that wasn't in the equation, who would you have gone for?
That's an impossible question.
But if you've been if you'd had free choice and hadn't been forced by your family to like Spurs, who would you have gone for?
I mean,
I don't think you do have free choice. No... I think a lot of time the team picks you.
Yeah, or your dad makes you pick a team. But I'm glad he made me pick Spurs. Very much enjoy being a Spurs fan.
Well,
and I would never support anyone else. I love Spurs.
That's me told.
Tottenham are having a good season, aren't they?
We are.
They're getting shit done. They're turning up a couple of seasons in the past, say a couple of seasons, as long as I've been on this planet.
Mm.
There's been a few fixtures that you'd always expect Spurs to maybe come unstuck and...
Yeah.
But this season, they seem to be sort of doing the business. They're getting the results. They're playing well. They're tough. They seem to be mentally quite tough. Dele Alli, he's just incredible. I'm falling in love with him as a player. He's really gifted. Also, like, physically well up for it as well. He's quite dirty, Dele Alli.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah. He gets stuck in. And there's a sort of mix in opinions in Spurs fans, I think, and some who find it a bit much. But mainly just because they're worried. We don't want him being banned for any matches. But then there's some going, no, it's great. There's enough players who don't have that fire and that spark in them. You've got to encourage it in certain players. So many of the greats have had that. Basically, I've seen Spurs get to February, get to March, and then throw it away so many times that if anything bad happens, I think that's the start.
Do you think we're boring? Do you think we're boring compared to the magic sponge? That's the thing I worry about is that we're just a little bit boring, whereas they've got
we
so
probably
much.
Are.
They've got so much spunk, haven't they?
Loads of spunk.
I just feel like they're a more interesting, entertaining listen. It's a nicer listen.
Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Series 3 of the Magic
Fuck
Sponge.
Fuck off, Rob, you...
Oh, Jimmy Bellard there. And Ian Smith.
They're wacky, aren't they? They're zany.
That Swansea result that we had at the weekend where we were 1-0 down and Fabianski was having the game of his life and it looked like it was going to be one of those days where we don't score and we had 34 shots. The whole game I was thinking, now we'll get 2 goals and win this, which I've never felt before. So there's a word, Spursy, that Spurs fans have always used, which is just snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, basically, and just everything going wrong when we completely messing up when we don't need to, or just things happening to us like Lasagna Gate a few years ago.
What?
Spurs were poisoned with some lasagna that gave everyone diarrhea before the most important game of the season, and then we didn't come forth. That's true. That is a true story. That's not a prank video on YouTube. That's real life that happened. And then memes were made before memes were even a thing of Arsene Wenger in a chef's hat to take the nick out of Tottenham. But this year, now Spursy just seems to mean coming from behind and winning 2-1.
Spurs have beat Watford twice in the league, haven't they?
Yeah.
So they must be good.
Yeah, well, one of them was quite heartbreaking for Watford. Is last minute Watford.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
Heung-min
yeah,
Son through the legs of Gomez, ex-Spurs, and he'd been slagging Spurs off as well this season as well, saying, "Oh, Spurs are pathetic. They ruin good players. Look at Lamella. Mm. He's a great player, and he's rubbish now. And now Lamella's quality."
You didn't need to do that in such a gloating.
Yeah,
manner.
I did. I absolutely did. Yeah, I saw a look in your eyes, and I thought I'm going to run with this. How long have you supported Watford for?
It's almost 6 months now.
Yeah, thought so. I got that vibe.
What? Because I don't really know anything about them.
No, not that. Just I heard you chant.
You can't judge a man by his chant.
Absolutely, you must judge a man by his chant.
Oh, you must. Okay.
Have you been to any live Watford performances?
Yeah.
Which?
You've seen them perform live?
Yeah,
haven't you?
Seen a couple of their gigs. Yeah, I went to two and they were losing, so I just didn't go again.
Ah.
Oh, North London Derby Saturday.
Big time.
Who's going to win this?
I know. Well, I'm terrified of this. So we've got West Ham this week in the last one of those derbies at Upton Park. So they'll be a bit up for that, I imagine.
Yeah.
And then that's on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, we've got the North London Derby. This could be where our season comes crashing down. Or this could be where we go, we're going to win it.
Arsenal weren't that great against United.
I know, but I think that's not necessarily going to play into our hands because they're going to go, well, we absolutely have to. This has almost become a last resort because if they lose this...
Yeah, but you're sort of playing Arsenal at the right time post-Christmas. Mm. I'd back Tottenham.
Yeah.
And as everyone knows that listens to this podcast, I'm usually right when it comes to guessing results.
What's the score going to be?
I think it will be a convincing Tottenham win.
Really? Ah.
Yeah. I think it will be something like 3-1 at least to Tottenham.
I really hope you're right. What about, are we going to beat West Ham?
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
It's annoying, isn't it?
I quite like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Well, how many followers have you got on Twitter?
42,000 or something.
Right, well, that's good enough for me.
Do you think that counts as a retweet?
No.
That means... It's not a favourite.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain that to me, Jalal, as well.
Because that's the authority of a man who's does
opinion
comedy.
Opinion matters.
Yeah. Right, okay. I didn't say...
All right, now I get you.
I didn't say why I liked it. I didn't say it was funny.
Why did you... Oh. Why did you like it?
Sounded nice. Thought it sounded nice in my ears. Yes. You got a nice voice. Nice chanting voice. You can hold a note. It's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe Sam Smith could benefit from conversations
well,
with you.
Well, I'm hoping I'll be able to do the next Bond theme.
Oh, yeah? What would you do for that?
Something like James Bond, James Bond, James Bond.
Yeah, I think that would work. And if you want, I mean, I've got over 40,000 followers on Twitter. I can sort of send a message if you want and go, this is the theme.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you
I
do
will.
That?
Absolutely. Of course I will.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Can I be in the film?
Okay. I thought you were going to say, can I go now?
Is that all you wanted? Can you set my kids free, please?
All right. It's my genuine favourite part of the podcast where we read out some of your feedback. The Xbox competition is over. For now. So please remember to stop slagging us off on iTunes.
Yeah, actually, enough now.
I don't know. I quite like it. A lot of you have kept going, probably because you think there's still a prize up for grabs. That's probably the reason why they would slag us off.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jalal?
Well, there couldn't be any other. No. I mean, it's not like we're the magic sponge.
Here's some more five-star feedback. MikaB777 writes... I wouldn't bother listening if I was you.
I like it. Yes. Yes. Mika B.
Dunkey1 says, truly breathtaking. Literally the Usain Bolt of podcasts.
That's
complimentary.
Yeah, that does confuse me.
Yeah. No, thank you. We do like the complimentary ones as well.
Yeah.
Have you got any there, Joel?
Yeah. Ewan Dawson says, I really want to be featured on the podcast. Please mention me.
No, we can't do that.
No, we can't.
We won't be mentioning you, Ewan Dawson.
No.
Sorry,
Ewan Dawson. It's backfired on you.
Renegade DH reckons the new Southampton chant sounds like self-harm, self-harm, self-harm.
Is it?
I don't know.
Self-harm.
I sort of agree with him, but I don't know.
It's a bit like when you play records backwards. I spent a while when I was young, like I had a 12-inch of Another One Bites the Dust, and apparently if you play Another One Bites the Dust backwards, it sort of goes, it's fun to smoke marijuana.
Yeah, I've heard that. Doesn't sound anything like it's fun to smoke marijuana, by the way. Have you ever spent a day on YouTube?
Yeah, more than.
Where you just watch sort of suggestions and go from link to link. I went on this video about satanic messages in songs if you play them backwards.
Wait, had you looked that up like on purpose?
I don't know how I got onto it. Okay. Oh, that was it, actually. I was watching a load of Richard Dawkins stuff. I would not smoke marijuana. It is scientifically proven to increase your chances of suffering from schizophrenia.
And make you irrational and believe irrational things, like in the supernatural, like supernatural beings, like gods.
I really hope that someone proves the existence of God just to see Dawkins' face.
What do you think he'd do? Maybe he'd just go, oh.
Oh, well, fuck me.
Well, what do you know?
I don't believe it. But it's true, so I must. By my own rules, I believe in God, and we must all bow down to the being in the sky. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I beg of your mercy, O merciful God. I throw myself upon your feet. I am kissing your feet, Lord. Yes, everybody, I've written a new book now. It's called The Bible and Me by Richard Dawkins, and it's all the reasons why I believe in the Bible. have you read it, Jesus? A big fan. Could you sign it for me, please? I think it's time. On that note, we should say goodbye. Keep listening to us. Keep subscribing. Keep leaving your funny five-star reviews, even though there's nothing to win at the moment. But I'm going to use my powers and get some sort of fantastic prize for the next few weeks, I think. Yeah.
And if you feel like Ian Smith's blatant dishonesty should be...
I worry that some people don't realise we are joking.
I'm not joking.
You're not joking?
No. I think people should get in touch with Ian Smith.
I've spent time with Robert Beckett. He's a really nice bloke.
Is he?
A nice guy. I'm Twitter friends with Jimmy Bullard. He's a lovely chap. In fact, he did a video for charity for me.
Oh.
A little video. Keep subscribing. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And, Magic Sponge, where are you? Exactly. Goodbye.
And I'm feeling glad all over. Yes, I'm glad all over.
Have you seen Amy, Amy Winehouse documentary?
What's it about?
It's about Amy Winehouse.
Oh, right. No, I haven't seen that one. No.
The whole time I was watching it, obviously, you know, because I'm so narcissistic, I was thinking about myself. And I was thinking about if a documentary was made about me and just how boring it would be. Because there was so much footage of her before she was sort of famous. Like, there was, for some reason, there was always like a home video recorder sort of going, taking footage of her in the studio before she's become big and sort of charting her career and her life. And there was just a little bit of me thinking, this is sort of arrogant. Why are you always videoing yourself? Like, the only reason I can think of is that people will do that going, yeah, this footage will be used one day. There's probably footage of me in like school plays or
in musical,
yeah, probably. There's some footage of me doing Les Mis when I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
But there's no footage of me like, here I am in my house with my friends and we're mucking about and we're crazy. Like, I find it really bizarre. I think that's the difference between me and, like, proper actual people that are supposed to be stars. They almost have the foresight of just being like, this will probably be important one day. I've never been interviewed about me personally. I've never done like an interview like that. Any time I've ever been in the paper is because I've got a film that I want people to watch or something like that.
So, James, thanks for coming on the show. and now, of course, we're fascinated by the fact that you've taken apart a Game Boy and put it back together again. Tell us about that.
Yeah, good point, Jalal. You made your point.
Also, sometimes you tweet about recycling cardboard, so...
Well, it was only because it was after Christmas, and I've got kids, so you end up with so much cardboard from all the gifts you have to spoil your children with.
And then I found thousands of people about it. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. I chopped up all the cardboard. I was taking trips to the tip, and then I only went and found a secret stash of cardboard in the garage. It was a crazy weekend. Just when I thought that I was all done, so I had to go. I had to get a new Stanley blade because it had dulled through all the cardboard that I was actually I tell a lie. I didn't get a new Stanley blade. I just turned it around.
Oh,
I just pulled
outside.
It out and used the other end.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.